Well, they're calling it the Academic Spring, a global revolt by librarians and researchers over the cost of scholarly journals. The academic publishing market is one of the most monopolistic in the world. A handful of multinational publishers dominate the market and essentially force research institutions and libraries to pay through the nose for access. Harvard University, for example, claims it's being charged up to $40,000 per journal per year. Anthony Fennell from RN's Future Tense program has more.
The academic discontent over journal pricing has been bubbling for years, but it reached boiling point recently when the celebrated Cambridge mathematician Timothy Gowers raised a flag and declared he was no longer prepared to deal with the giant publishing house Elsevier. Elsevier alone controls the publication of more than 2,500 science and health journals, including The Lancet. Gower's subsequent call for a boycott of the company now has the support of more than 12,000 scholars and librarians, many leaders in their field. But it's been the intervention of Harvard University that's given the protest some serious institutional firepower. Robert Darnton is an esteemed historian. He's also the director of the Harvard Library.
By 2009, the average cost for U.S. journals was $2,000 for a year subscription, and then for a non-U.S. title, it was $4,700. So that's an increase that's greater than 10 times that of inflation going back to the 1970s, 1980s, and it's had a cumulative effect. What's happened, I think, now is that research libraries, especially large ones such as the one at Harvard that I direct, have reached a point where they simply can't afford it anymore. And if Harvard says we can't afford it anymore, people notice because we have a reputation for being the wealthiest university in the world. We are very wealthy, but we feel very poor when we look at our budget for periodicals and we have to shell out $10 million or so per year. It's just not sustainable. So I think the publishers, especially of academic journals, see themselves poised in a moment where they are threatened because, of course, their job is to make money. And their fundamental mission, I think, is opposed to ours, which is to make knowledge available. So there's a built-in conflict, and it's not just a kind of esoteric quarrel about the cost of this periodical or of that monograph.
Professor Robert Darnton. For its part, Elsevier has so far refused to budge. The company says the prices charged are by and large fair, a response which has seen academics revving up the search for viable web-based alternatives. In the US, an organisation called SPARC, the Scholarly Publishing and Academic Resources Coalition, has been building an alliance of research organisations in support of so-called open access publishing. But its executive director, Heather Joseph, concedes a lot more academic institutions will need to come on board before there's significant change.
It's going to be critical to have institutions stand up and back up the researchers who have said, look, the prices are out of control. The restrictions on what we're allowed to do and not do with our own work are just simply unacceptable to us. And I think we are seeing signs that universities are getting ready to flex their muscle and stand up in solidarity behind the researchers. And again, it's starting with Harvard, but I think we'll see increasing signs that the university community will quite possibly be stepping up to the plate, and that will affect real change.
And more on that story on Future Tense this Sunday morning here on RN at 11:30.